Tough conditions on Friday night, but for the Carlton Footy Club, they are tracking along beautifully at the moment. One of their stars, Shay Audley, has been good enough to join us here on the AFLW show, all part of the Sporting Capital. Good evening, Shay. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, thank you for joining us. Friday night, it looked wet and looked horrible watching it on TV. How was it for you?
Yeah, it was great, actually. I love when the rain comes down and it favours us short ones. We get a bit of an advantage there when the ball drops on the ground. So, look, it was pretty tough going in when the lightning was coming down just after quarter time. And that 25 minutes, I think, gave us a bit of a chance to compose and get ready for the next quarter. So although it probably didn't look great from the TV, yeah, I didn't mind it out there at all.
Spoken like a player who averages 6 tackles a game as well, but
yeah, hey, exactly. I'll take any advantage I can get there.
When you're playing weather like that, what was the message from the coaching group? What are the basic fundamentals that you're looking to tick off?
Yeah, well, it's basically just being aware that the ball is going to be that bit more slippery when it does go to ground, and going for those marks, making sure that we've got our body behind the ball, I guess, and bringing those basic skills back that we learn at training. We actually did have an opportunity to train in that weather. So there was a night there where it was raining quite heavily and we stayed out and nutted through it. So we'd had a bit of experience already in that weather.
Unfortunately, as many good things are going on with your footy club at the moment, shocking on Friday night with Branna Davey, who's now gone for the rest of the season with an ACL. Have you had much of a chance to catch up with her, and how's she going?
Yeah, look, it was absolutely shattering seeing Bree go down like that, and seeing her in the pain she was in and not knowing at the time what was happening. She stayed in a positive mindset while we were over in Sydney and then got the results, unfortunately, later on that she had done her ACL. She's still a massive part of our team, and obviously as captain she'll influence hugely off the field as well. I guess it's just a chance and an opportunity for our other players in the back line to step up and take their chance that they'll have.
She seemed as if she's really slotted into that leadership role quite quickly.
Yeah, she has. I mean, I think she was born to be a leader, but she got that care for all her players, and I guess she has the knowledge of the game as well that she can get around each player and help them out, which, yeah, as I said, I think it comes from her soccer background and just born leader.
Shay, I want to just ask you one in terms of looking back at last week before we move forward, and that is obviously finding out the news that your coach, Damien Keeping, wouldn't be coaching you in the game on Friday night. When did you know as a team, and how was it explained to you? And I guess the second part to that is, was it different? Was it a different experience to hear a different message?
Yeah, I guess firstly we heard on Monday afternoon that Damo wasn't feeling the best at that time, and I guess it was presented to us as a team. The club did really well in making sure that we were all okay in terms of wellness as well, and informing us the whole time about what would be happening both on the weekend and during training sessions. But in saying that, Rutt stepped up. We were still able to have contact with Damo if we needed to, even though he was meant to be on bed rest and hospital rest. It's hard to keep a great man down, as they say. But, yeah, Rutt has really stepped up into the position, and he made the most of his opportunity, and we all responded really well to the way he went about it too.
Yeah, he did. You played beautiful footy on Friday night in horrible conditions. Now, sitting at the top of the table at the moment, percentage of 226. How's the view from up there?
Yeah, look, it's only 2 games. Try not to get ahead of ourselves at any stage. I've seen Melbourne and Bulldogs, they're travelling along at the same rate. So, look, we'll go week by week. It's always nice to start off 2-2, but we won't get too ahead of ourselves just yet.
Well, on that note, and I see what you're doing there, just playing it nice and straight, which is well played. But Saturday night becomes massive, doesn't it? When you play host to Brisbane at Icon Park, good crowd expected, pretty good weather forecast in Melbourne for the weekend as well. If you can win this and go 3-0, it really sets you up, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to having Brisbane here at Icon Park on Saturday night. I mean, I watch them as well on the weekend. They've got some really good players and really good up-and-coming runners as well. So we'll just have to make sure that we're on our A game and shut them down where we have to. And it's another challenge that, yeah, we're willing to take.
And, Shay, before I let you go, because you've played a lot of footy, so you're a good person to ask this, what the changes in the style. You mentioned Brisbane, and they're a running team. Craig Starcevich really encourages them to express themselves. But just holistically on AFLW from season one to season two so far, have you noticed any big changes in the game style that teams are engineering?
Yeah, I guess I've noticed the huge difference in terms of skill. The players now that they've had that 1 year under their belt with AFLW one, I guess the development that's come from there, and I think we're all a bit more used to the pace of the game now. So I think not necessarily the game plans and changes have been put in place by coaches, but I think everyone's just stepped up to that next level in terms of skills and knowledge of the game as well.
And there's always going to be room for people like you who just get up out of bed in the morning and just love tackling people. There will always be a spot in footy for people like you, Shay.
I love hearing that. My body doesn't know if that's the case.
Hey, thanks for the chat tonight. Good luck on the weekend against Brisbane. Great to have you on our program.
Thanks very much, Jack. I appreciate it.